Our guest at the cafe this morning is Steve Killian, the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, kind of the last few days, little hint of fall in the air, Steve. Not here quite yet, but kind of feel that season starting to turn. So how do things change there at the park as fall comes in? And in particular, when might we kind of expect to start to see the leaves turning and the colors changing there in the park?
Well, speaking of a hint of fall, I've felt that hint every morning on my rounds, and I'm getting excited about it. I think fall is probably the best time of the year to experience Cooper Lake State Park and our other Texas state parks. There's going to be a lot of activity on the trails. More people will hike as the weather gets cooler. There's going to be less swimming, of course, but more fishing. So things are going to begin changing, and I think changing for the better. I think, you know, we enjoy the summer to some extent, but we're ready for fall, and I know I'm ready for fall. Color change here at Cooper Lake State Park, we're not really known for color, but I'm telling you, we have beautiful colors here in the park. They begin to change in late October, and depending on the nighttime temperatures and the amount of sunlight we get, they usually peak probably the first week of November. The oaks really become brilliant, and then there's a number of other species, and it's a very beautiful hike. If you're on the lake, you can look back at the beach, the wood line, and see beautiful colors. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, so very, very different experience in the fall than in the summertime, and we're kind of looking forward to that.
Yes, I know I am.
Yeah, so I've been looking at your Facebook page, and of course, you all right now, still the coronavirus thing is having an effect on everybody, and normally you'd be having some events, some scheduled events. You're really not able to do that still yet. But
normally, exactly, we would have already had one or two concerts during the summer and a concert in the fall. Multiple interpretive programs, but we just can't have those yet.
Yeah, I enjoy looking at your Facebook page, and Steve does a great job of photography. And what a remarkable photograph of the rainbow over your headquarters building there at the lake.
I was finished up a hike a couple weeks ago and just turned and looked, and I said, oh my gosh. But those are the kind of things that park visitors can experience. I mean, I can't tell you the unusual things that I've seen that I have not taken pictures of.
Sure.
It's these awe moments that we all need in our lives, and that was just one of them that I experienced. And I'm glad I could share it with some of your listeners and our Facebook viewers.
You ought to enter that in the contest.
Maybe.
The State Fair does a photo contest. And of course, no State Fair this year. So.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful photo of the rainbow just coming, almost coming, looking as if it's coming into the building there at the
There you go. I don't know.
At the park.
You know, one of those magical moments.
We're talking with Steve Killian, who's the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park at South Sulphur and at Doctors Creek. And then I saw another one I presume you took of a cardinal in flight there at the...
I didn't take that one.
Okay.
I can't take credit for that.
Oh, that was a beautiful photo.
We have a lot of talented folks.
Right. An item there in on the Facebook page also is said, don't be alarmed, because there's a picture of some burned pasture or what have you, but you have from time to time a prescribed burn there at the park?
We have prescribed fires here at the park, both at Doctors Creek and at the South Sulphur Unit, and we will probably have one or two more during the fall and maybe the winter. But this is essential for the health and well-being of the natural habitat. Our habitat has evolved based on fire as being an integral part.
Mm-hmm.
And when man moved in, we put up fences, we suppressed fire, and then bad things happened. So we're bringing fire back to the equation, and you're going to see burned areas, but you're also beginning to see regeneration. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. So what size area in that particular occasion, what size of an area was that, do you know?
At Doctors Creek, we burned about 400 acres.
Gosh.
And about the same amount on the South Sulphur side. I know we have a fire team within the Texas State Parks, and they've been working on our fire breaks and getting a couple of other units ready to burn. So it's an ongoing process. It's just Management 101.
Yeah, I understand. You mentioned, just kind of in passing, I think it was the last time we visited, that Cooper Lake State Park was one of the top parks in Texas Parks and Wildlife in terms of attendance.
I mean, we were 10th in the state in June. I looked at the numbers this past August, and I was blown away. We were 50%, the Doctors Creek unit was 50% higher in August this year than August last year.
Wow.
And South Sulphur unit was 30% higher this year than last year. I knew we were busy. I felt like we were busier, but we truly were busier.
Yeah.
So I think the word's getting out about this gym here in Northeast Texas.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, what? And I'm probably asking you a question here you can't answer. What percentage of people come to the park from outside of the immediate area, say Delta, Hunt, Hopkins, Lamar, Fannin County? What percentage come from outside that area?
Well, I can tell you from previous statistics, about 50% of our visitations comes from the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, mm-hmm. and all the associated cities,
mm-hmm.
about 50%.
I see. Good. Well, Steve, keep up the good work, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thanks
us.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Steve Kelly, and Superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.